Jesus' teaching on the Good Shepherd that we hear in today's gospel reminds me of a small chapel in my former seminary. The chapel was called the Good Shepherd. It was a dark little chapel that had a lot of wood in it, and I spent many hours in there praying. I think the analogy that Jesus gives of the Good Shepherd is a pretty obvious one. We know that just as a shepherd leads his sheep, so Jesus will lead us, that he is our guide. What kind of stuck out to me in this is why Jesus gives himself the adjective good. Why does he call himself the Good Shepherd? It kind of brought me back to my philosophy days, in which philosophers ask themselves questions that seem pointless to the rest of us, that they wreck their minds over these questions and problems that we didn't even know we struggled with. They ask questions like, what does it mean to be? How do I even know that I can know? What is truth? What is justice? And as I was preparing for this homily, I caught myself asking myself, what does it mean to be good? What does it mean that Jesus calls himself good? When I have an instrument, we say that that thing is good if it acts according to its nature. For example, if I have a pen, that is a good pen if it writes well and easily. If it runs out of ink or it's kind of blotchy, we wouldn't call that a good pen, that it has to work according to its nature. Another example, if you have an axe, a good axe is sharp. It does its job well. It cuts wood. If the axe becomes dull, we would no longer call it good. This seems pretty easy when we talk about instruments that seem to only have one function. It gets a little more complicated when we talk about the human person. That what does it mean for us to be good? And I think if we answer that question, we'll find out what makes us happy. And that is something that every single person wants. Every single person wants to be happy. Every person wants to be able to choose the good. But sometimes it's that struggle in being able to recognize what that actually is. When I was in high school and into college, for some reason, the thing that helped me take the faith more seriously, the thing that really reached out and grabbed me, was the church's teaching on morality. And that may sound kind of weird because I know it's a point of contention for a lot of people. That what the church teaches on same-sex marriage or abortion or contraception can be very hard and off-putting. But what I found in that was that the church has good reason for what they believe in, that the faith is not arbitrary. They don't just believe these things to make your life miserable, but they believe that these teachings are good, that these teachings help the human person live well. They are our guide, just like Jesus is the shepherd. But when I started to take my faith more seriously, I saw it wasn't just morality. It's what the church asks us in living out the faith as well. The way that the church gives us these sacraments, how they encourage us to go to confession, what we even do in the Mass. That the faith is not arbitrary, that there's good reasons for believing what we do, because it's what the human person needs. And that's exactly what it means that Jesus is the Good Shepherd. That if anyone is able to claim the title good, it should be the person who in his divinity helped be the architect of the human nature. That Jesus helped create the human person, that he understands how the human person works. And he knows what it means for us to be good and how to be happy. So today, in this fourth Sunday of Easter, I just encourage you guys to take the time to pray on what you do in your free time. How do you spend your free time? Because that answer will be what you think is good, what you hold is good. And I really challenge you to see, is this building me up physically, mentally, spiritually? My dad had this saying at the end of each day. He'd come up to me and he'd say, "What did you do today to increase your intelligence, your strength, and your spirit? Did you pray today? Did you study? Did you work out?" He'd always question me because he knew what was good. We knew what the human person needs to be good. And I just encourage you guys to take that to prayer so that all of us may follow our good shepherd.